Special effects can give the visitors on your event or festival a wow effect. But what about safety? Can you use special effects always and everywhere? And what are the latest trends? Hi Tom, welcome in our studio.
I'm glad to be here.
Today's topic, special effects. But what exactly are we talking about when we have it, when we talk about special effects?
It all started in the movie industry.
Yeah.
We know all the effects, things that explode, things that go on fire, and also on big concerts, because that time was only outdoor, needs to be big, don't have to control it that well. Yeah. So that's the beginning of special effects.
Okay. It changed a lot over the last few years. In the beginning, like you say, it were some explosions, some fire, but now it's much more than only that.
Yes, of course. We all know the confetti effects because we can control them now. We have, of course, the flames, big flames, little flames, liquid flames, gas flames, all well controlled, all, let's say, safe.
Yeah.
But again, fire is and will be fire.
Yeah, there's always a risk.
Of course, you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then we have the CO2 effects, the cooling down effects. Mm-hmm. We have water effects. We have whatever effect you want.
And what's the newest thing?
Well, as you know, people always want a step forward.
Yeah.
They need it bigger. They need it more special. And they all want to create that moment where everyone says, wow. Never seen before. Mm-hmm. Well, we have now a fountain, so we can control the height between 0 and 10 meters high. But we can inject a flame, and the flame goes up and stays on top of the fountain.
You were mentioning big festivals because it's outdoor, but can you do those things also, for example, in an indoor location?
Yes, of course, but not all effects, because we have a roof. Things are more combustible than outside, of course.
Yeah.
People are also closer to the special effects, so you need to think before you act indoor.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's always getting bigger, more spectacular. Does it also mean it's getting more dangerous?
Well, yes and no, of course. The bigger you go, the more risks you have. The more flames you put on stage, the more risk to get burned or to put something on fire.
But how then can you keep it safe?
Well, first of all, you have to know what you're doing. You have to tell the client what's possible and not possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most important things. Tell the client, this is a no-go because there's too much risk. But
does it happen a lot of times that you have to say to your client, well, this we won't do because it's too dangerous?
Yeah, it happens. It happens quite often. You have to imagine those guys, they're organizing a festival or a big show.
Yeah.
And they're very creative and the fantasy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, well, this is not possible. For example, you can't put fire between your public because we know what we're doing. The system is really safe. But we are not controlling the crowd.
Yeah.
People are drinking, and they want to be a picture with the flame.
Yeah.
And at that time, we don't have full control. So we try to avoid it.
And are there also other measures you need to take to keep it safe?
Well, of course, you have to. We have emergency systems to give a full stop to the show. We can place them wherever we want. They're foolproof. Mm-hmm. Even if you disconnect, the show stops immediately. Fire extinguishers, all those precautions to avoid accidents, of course.
Yeah, very recently there was an accident in Taiwan with some colorful powder they throw into the public to create an effect. But then the powder got into a flame or a hot lamp or whatever, and it exploded with, I think, it were 500 casualties.
Yep.
That are things that can be prevented, I think.
Yes, of course. First of all, you have to know your product. If the product is not tested, and if it's a product which throw, normally you don't throw things into the public. Okay, for confetti, it's okay, and for some water, it's okay. But if it's a powder, even flour can damage your eyes. So you have to be careful with those things. And if it's not tested well enough, the powder could contain something that will ignite
yeah.
with halogen light or with certain things in the air. So always be careful. But I believe, but the investigation is still running.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's just a cheap product and cheap things.
Yeah.
There.
And is that also the biggest problem in the industry? Because there are very cheap products, and then the good, safe products, they cost a lot of money.
Yes, it's a big problem. It exists even in Belgium. We get a lot of calls from customers who say, hey, we did find a cheaper solution.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, it exists cheaper, but then it's the product that's cheaper. It's not tested. Is the product aggressive? Will it ignite by itself? What if?
Yeah.
So those products at a tenth of the price, it's possible.
Yeah.
But we never know what the mixture of the product is.
But even with regulations, you still can buy those products over here.
Yes, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
It's an open world.
Of course.
It's an open world. You can buy those things. You can order them by mail and you yeah. have it.
Yeah. But it's not something you would recommend to any organizer to do so.
No, never. Never. Yeah. Just ask the specialist to do it.
To make things more concrete, maybe some examples.
Well, this is not involving flames or pyro, but mm-hmm. it's snow.
Snow, okay.
We can make a lot of different sorts of snow, from real snow until the fake snow. But we did the 14-18 spectacle in the Naked Hall in Mechelen.
It's from Studio 100. For our viewers who don't know the show, it was yep. a very big, yeah, it was very impressive technical show.
Yes, with the people are actually driving into the show
yeah.
on the huge platform. And there's a certain scene, and at that moment it snows.
Okay.
So they asked us, can you make it snow? But.
Oh, then there's the but, yeah.
Then there's the but. Making snow is easy.
Yeah.
With paper, with some foam.
Yeah.
But we have horses on a slippery underground. It was just
that's not a good idea.
Concrete.
Yeah.
And foam is slippery.
Yeah.
You know that when you wash your hands, it's slippery. Yeah. And we have all the guests with their nice clothing. We have the actors with their clothing and all the special props. So
yeah, you can't damage those.
You can't damage those things. And the snow needs to vaporize, let's say, in 15, 20 minutes max.
Okay.
So this was...
That's quite a challenge, but you found a solution.
Yes. We used our snow boys. It's the snow whisperer. And with some tubes, we launched the snow onto the scene.
Tom, thank you very much for coming over.
No problem.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.